Well, a ceasefire in Gaza may have come into effect on Sunday, but death continues in the Palestinian West Bank. At least 9 Palestinians have been killed and dozens more injured by Israeli forces during a major operation in Jenin, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. We are joined this morning by Chief International Correspondent with the UK Independent, Bel True, who's in Jerusalem. Bel, will you take us through what has been happening there on the West Bank?
Well, absolutely. The ceasefire in Gaza does not apply to the West Bank, where Israeli troops have been carrying out very regular, nearly daily raids in different parts of the occupied West Bank, particularly in Jenin and specifically Jenin's refugee camp in the northern part of the West Bank, which has been a bastion of armed struggle and so the focus of the Israeli forces. What they announced yesterday was a major, the Israelis announced yesterday was a major counter-terrorism operation in Jenin. Just now, the latest that we've had from the Palestinian Ministry of Health is that there's actually 10 who've been killed and dozens injured. The youngest is 16 years old. The Palestinian Health Ministry said in a statement local sources said in a statement that Israeli warplanes and also helicopters were involved in this raid. The Israelis put out a statement this morning saying that the operation will continue. They've hit over 10 terrorists, they've called them, and confirmed that they've been doing aerial strikes on Jenin. So this is a military grade raid taking place in the West Bank, obviously at a time when a ceasefire is in place in Gaza.
But this part of the West Bank, in recent weeks, weeks-long operations by the Palestinian security services there as well against armed groups, including Hamas.
Yes, so there's obviously major divisions within the West Bank between the authorities who are led by Fatah, which is one faction of the Palestinians, and against a rising support for Hamas, which of course controls Gaza. And so there's been major operations taking place in the West Bank by the security forces affiliated with Fatah against these armed groups. A lot of them are youth. I was in Jenin last year with these factions. They are affiliated with Hamas. They are very upset about what's happening in Gaza. And they have themselves been, you know, having these scuffles and, you know, almost the sort of warlike conditions with the Israelis. But the Palestinian officials have also, you know, denounced their behaviour as well. So there have been massive, fights happening between those two sides. And that was only resolved quite recently because the focus of the world, of course, has been on Gaza.
And Bel, are we getting a sense from across the Atlantic from the new Trump administration as to their possible stance on all of this? Because we read that Trump has removed sanctions on Israeli settlers who are responsible for deadly violence against Palestinians. And his nominee for ambassador to the United Nations has said that she supports Israeli claims of biblical rights to the entire West Bank.
Yes, and those cancellings of sanctions actually took place shortly after suspected Jewish settlers stormed Palestinian villages in the occupied West Bank just late on Monday. So the timing of that also came at a difficult time for Palestinians. There's clear indications that the Trump administration is going to firmly take Israel's side, which they have done, you know, in the previous time when he was in office, and that there will be support for the settlements within the occupied West Bank. So it won't just be support for Israel in its war against Gaza, but also in its actions in the West Bank. And there are deep concerns that there could even be annexation of parts of the West Bank and later parts of Gaza. So the current concerns on the ground is that Trump is going to be a bigger supporter of the far-right elements in Israel who have interests in annexing the West Bank, and also in the far-right elements in terms of Gaza as well.
And meanwhile, in Gaza itself, the digging through the rubble continues. There's some estimates perhaps of thousands more bodies underneath that rubble.
I was talking to a woman yesterday who has lost 6 members of her family and doesn't know what happened to them. She believes they were killed in an airstrike last year. She told me that she looked through 2,000 images of dead bodies to try and identify her husband. And she looked through dozens of bodies on the streets then that were being pulled out of the rubble herself alone just to try and see if any of those bodies were her family members. That's just one person and 6 members of her family. The scale of the devastation in Gaza is huge. There's been some assessments by the UN that they are got to clear as much as 50 million tons of rubble in the aftermath of Israel's bombardment, and it could take 21 years and cost up to $1.2 billion. So the coming days, weeks, months, if the ceasefire holds, years, possibly, if we're talking about 21 years, that's nearly a generation ahead for Gaza, is extremely bleak.
Bell, thank you very much. Bell True, Chief International Correspondent with the UK Independent, live from Jerusalem.